I'm Sarah Reith with KZYX, and I'm here with Marcy Berry at the Willits Rodeo Grounds. And could you talk about your role in evacuating livestock and who's doing livestock and who's doing horses?
Right now, we're taking in any livestock, and Willits Horsemen's is taking the horses. The high school is taking small animals. You can stop by here if you have any questions. We will try to direct you and help you in any way we can.
So is somebody here pretty much all the time to help folks out? Because I know that people's phones are still out.
We've been here until about 10:30, 11 o'clock last night. We were here bright and early this morning. If people are coming, we're here.
And so what is the communication system like here in Willits? I just heard someone say they got a bar on their cell phone and someone could call the fire department, but what's it been like?
Right now, we don't have communication. We're driving out to Redwood Valley or north of town to 162 to make any phone calls. I know that a lot of people are going over to the library for Wi-Fi. Basically, it's word of mouth.
What should people do if they're worried about their animals escaping or if they have to just turn them loose because they can't evacuate them?
I would suggest taking a Sharpie and writing your phone number on your horse's hooves or some kind of paint that you can write on the side of your animal, so when everything is coming back together, they can be returned to their homes.
Yeah, I saw painted W's on the haunches of those horses over there. Is that to help them be identified as Winte horses?
Absolutely.
Okay, great idea. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.